Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I want to have an impromptu draft of Commanders under 25 years old with you, just to see if we agree or disagree on the ceilings of these players. So you can draft however you want to, like any normal team, right? On what they are likely to become or what you think the upside is. But at number one overall is pretty easy. We're going to separate Jaden Daniels.
I think Daniels should go first.
He should.
Do you think?
We'll knock him off the list, though, because it's just too obvious. So I think the number one pick has to be Mikey Sanders still then, who is 24 years old and who last year, despite being drafted to play in the nickel, was their best cornerback outside for almost the entirety of the season. Basically, starting with that Bengals game, I know he got torched on a touchdown, I think, in the first series by Ja'Marr Chase. That's happened to a lot of corners. He had a decent game the rest of the way, and then as the year went on, got better and better and better and better. Sanders still, for me, is the number one pick in the sub-25 Commanders draft.
Fine by me. I'm still hopeful. I'll save him for another pick, though. Give me Brandon Coleman, who handled himself adequately at tackle, and I think will be a plus guard. I don't know about Pro Bowl, but I think he'll be a quality player for them.
Little surprised by that pick. You left Josh Connerly Jr. on the board for me. You went with a guard. I will take a tackle. I will take a first rounder after you took a third rounder on the offensive line. I think I'm getting good upside there. I know we haven't seen him play yet at all.
That's my reason for not taking him.
Yeah, but I mean, who's going to be a better player down the road? Coleman as a left guard or Connerly as a tackle? I got to assume Connerly has more value.
Give me Trey Amos. Opportunity will be there. I think he can play.
I'll stick with my guy. Last year is not quite as impactful a rookie season as I thought it was going to be, but he's only 23. Johnny Newton's going to get a lot of opportunities again this year. John Allen out. He's cut the hair. He's slimmed down a little bit. It looks like he's ready to roll. I believe that he's going to be a pocket-pushing presence for years. I think he's going to be a guy that can get up the field and rush the quarterback from the D-tackle position. So I'll take Johnny Newton. I feel good about that in round three.
Give me Jordan McGee. I think a slightly larger role this year and the understudy to Bobby Wagner, heir apparent as your starting linebacker down the road.
Someone's got to take one of these pass catchers, I suppose. So I'll do that to get things going here. I'll take Luke McCaffrey. He's having a good training camp. Terry McLaurin at this moment is not on the field. There's added opportunities early this season, perhaps, that could be coming somebody's way. I'll say McCaffrey helps to fill that void.
little bit of a flyer here. This is based on some promising reports from like a week of training camp, two practices and pads, but I'm bullish. Give me Jacory, Kroski, Merritt. I think who emerges at some point this year is maybe a more featured ball carrier. And I think next year, that's your starting running back.
That's Bill, by the way.
Bill?
Is that you, Bill? They need to hit on somebody like that.
Yes.
You know, because when you're trading a bunch of first-rounders, third-rounders, second-rounders, fourth-rounders.
You need that cool story.
A seventh-round running back who turns into your starter, who gives you 3 or 4 years and rushes for 1,000 yards a couple times. It's allowed to happen. What round was Tyrone Tracy drafted in by the Giants? Pretty sure he was in the mid to...
I would say fifth round, I think.
That's what I'm thinking. Remember, I'll look it up right now. But, I mean, he came out of nowhere last year. And if he can fix his fumbling problem, he's actually got a chance to be a legitimate stud running back. He was the 166th pick in round 5 last year by the Giants. But you're allowed to do that. Mm-hmm. They did it with Alfred Morris around these parts.
Yeah.
Sixth round out of Florida Atlantic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.